Vicepresidente.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Apologies for taking the floor again, but I didn't take 5 minutes the first time, so I hope I can just speak this time, just, you know, in just 1 minute. I think that we're conflating two key issues. That one, that really a reading of Article 6 is clear on two things. The first, that any state has the right to address the council and make lodge a complaint. I think even when that convention didn't exist before, any state always had the right to go to the Security Council and lodge a complaint. And what's new in this article is that establishes an obligation for all states to cooperate with the Security Council with that mechanism in the face of a complaint. I think this is completely different to conflating the issue of the SGM with Article 6, though. I think what was said by France is very interesting, but it's mixing things up, mixing up the scope of Article 5 with Article 6, conflating the two and really making a... These are two very different things. Article 6 of the Convention, you see, states that for the state parties to the Convention gives them a set of rights and obligations clearly related to the Security Council, and not to the SGM, nor to the ICJ, nor to the IC, rather, nor to the ICC. So I think let's not mix things up at a legal level, these issues. And the last RevCon, I agreed with what it was said, but it doesn't mean that Article 6 is giving any kind of authorization to the Secretary General to say that the mechanism established under that precept is specifically the one that was established here, and that it doesn't have very little relations to do with decisions by states parties to the convention. So I think that's completely independent to what Article 5 establishes and is getting mixed up in the explanations being given. Article 5 establishes the possibility also that a state can consult with another state, if it so desires, any dissatisfaction it has with non-compliance with the convention. Actually, in legal terms, you can ask the question, if a country, a member state of the Rome Statute, in the face of a crime under the Rome Statute on alleged use of biological weapons, cannot just refer to the Rome Statute. There's no mention of that in either Article 5 or Article 6. So I think we need to set apart the desires and reality. The reality is that this mechanism has the convention has two mechanisms. One is interstate consultation, which Cuba itself invoked back in the day and showed how ineffective it was. And the second one allows the Security Council, as we all know, which is a group of countries that has prerogatives, which is the veto, and which often those countries are the ones that are mixed up, involved in alleged use of biological weapons. So I think that the conclusion that we should reach from a legal reading of Articles 5 and 6 read together is that this convention lacks any impartial, transparent, inclusive mechanism for properly investigating any complaint into alleged use of biological weapons. I think going to other institutions or mechanisms alien to that convention is just a way of evading the need to establish a legally binding agreement to specifically resolve those issues. Thank you.